We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Ain Parsim Hashema. The Mishnah is going to say a bunch of different things that need dafka a minyan. You only can do it in a minyan. Number one is Ain Parsim Hashema. There was a minig that people came late to shul who missed Baruch Hu and Kaddish. So what they did was, someone got up and he said Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema in order to have the Baruch Hu Chal on something. That was called Parsim Hashema. So even though everyone davened already, besides these few people, they did a Paras Hashema. Tosfos discusses how many people you have to not daven to do Paras Hashema, and he brings up from Rashi, there's a tzad, even for one person you could do Paras Hashema, but the halacha is you need a minion of people there to do Paras Hashema, which means basically they say the Kaddish and Baruch Hu, you need a minion. So in Paras Hashema, in Urban Penateva, you can't say Chazaras Hashatz on a regular day, a regular davening, without 10 people. And you can't duchen. And this is a big shaila, why can't you duchen? We're all talking about Dovah Shiva Kedusha in his minyan. Why is the duchen called Dovah Shiva Kedusha? So some say the Be'er Lacha brings down the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Ches, that some say it's Dovah Shiva Kedusha, Berachas Kanam, that's when it's 10. The Ran says, because it's the Xeris Shava, Bnei Yisrael, we'll see in the Gemara, a Pasuk that says Bnei Yisrael is 10, so since Berachas Kanam says Bnei Yisrael also needs 10. And the Rashba says it's doyma to Zimun. We'll see. Zimun also needs a minion to say Alekenu, because when you mention Hashem's name, Barabim, you have a minion. So the third thing is Ein Eisim Eskapeim. The fourth is Ein Karim Matar. You don't lane. Ve'im Aftirim Benavi. You can't say Aftira. You can't say Aftira. So we understand why laning does Baruch Hu. Why Aftira needs a minion. So the Ran says on both on Aftira and Kriyas Taira. The reason is because since it's a Tachanor Abanan, they only misakin the Kriyas Taira and Kriyas Navi but Tzibur. That's what needs a Tzibur. Now it's Tavshav Kedusha. The Ran saying a different reason because it's Dafka. It was the Kalam was Dafka but Tzibur. So those are the first five. Ve'ein oisim ma'imid the Moishav, and you don't do the ma'imid the Moishav, which is they would used to carry the Oren of the mace to bury the mace. They used to sit seven times, and every time they used to say a special tefillah, like Imdu Yukarim, or Shavu Yukarim, Sedan Yukarim, and we'll see in the Gemara, it's not Ayurk Ara to say it for less than 10 people. You don't say the special bracha of Birchas Avelim, which is in the Gemara also, B'tanchumi Avelim, or Birchas Chasanim, which is Sheva Brachas, all these things in the minion. V'imizamnim V'shem, you don't say Nevarach Alekenu Shechal Mishloi, less the Pachas Basar, less than a minion. Or V'karkoyis, so you want to be Poida properties for Hekdish, you need also 10 people. Tisha of a coin, you need 9 Yisraelim and 1 coin. Va'adam ke'etzvem. And also, when you want to be paida Adam for Hekdish, you also need 10, which means 9 Yisraelim and 1 coin. Avadi can have 10 kanim, but you don't need 10 kanim. You can only use 1 coin and 9 Yisraelim. Akaparam, that's our Mishnah. So the first 5 cases of Mishnah is what we call Davish Bagdusha, even though not all Davish Bagdusha, some things are Astakandar Abadal instead of Kriya Satara. What are the first five? Parsim Hashema, Oivim Pnei HaTeva, Duchening, Brichas Kanem, and that's Kriya Satara and Haftara. So, Minan Amili, what's the Makar that Davish Bagdusha needs 10 people? Omar Bechia Ba'avram Yechanon, Dom Makar, the Pasuk says, Mekdashi di Besaych Bnei Yisrael. Mekadash mi Besaych Bnei Yisrael. Call Davish Bagdusha lo Yepachas Ba'asara. Every Davish Bagdusha needs 10 people. My Mashma, where do you see Besaych Bnei Yisrael means 10 people? The Tani Rav Chia, as you toich toich, you make Xer Shava toich toich, Xiv Hacha, Venkadashti Besaych Bnei Yisrael, it says in the Pasuk, Venkadashti Besaych Bnei Yisrael, Xiv Hassam, he Badlu Metoich Eida, and the other Pasuk says, he Badlu Metoich Eida, that's talking about the Meraglim, it says, separate yourself from the Eida, but as you Eida Eida, and you learn out, Eida Eida, the Xiv Hassam, Ad Mosel Eida Ra Azoy, Smal Halan Asar Avkan Asar. You learn just like this is 3. There is 10. Here was also 10. Just like about Meraglim, there were 12 Meraglim, and Yeshua and Kalev did not say bad. So who was left? The other 10 Meraglim. So you see from there, Eida Ra is 10. And that teaches us the Batul Teicha Eida is also 10. And we make a Gzereshava, Teich Teich, Mikdashi, Bzeich, Mnei Yisrael, that it's 10. And now we know that there's 10 people. It's called a Eida, it's called Teich, it's called Bnei Yisrael. And that's, you know, Vekdashi, Dovah Shiva Kedusha. So if you learn the first 5 things of Dovah Shiva Kedusha, it's very good. The only thing is, the Shalom Hashanah learned that Birchas Kahanim is not a Dovah Shiva Kedusha. And we said the reason is, the Ran says, there's a Gzer Shava, Bnei Yisrael. It says there, V'shamu Shmiya, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yavarachim. That's what it says by Birchas Kahanim. We learn out that Bnei Yisrael, from this Bnei Yisrael, that we know is 10. Vekdashi, Bnei Yisrael. And the other two, the Ran says, is Kriyas Torah and Haftarah, is because that's Takana. Others learn that all five things are Davashu Vekedusha, and therefore it's learning to happen here. They need 10 people, they need a minion to say Davashu Vekedusha. Said the next case of the Mishnah, sixth case of the Mishnah was, Ve'inu Yisim Maimed Moshe Fakas Ma'asara. You don't stop seven times with the mace and say, stand up, Yikarim, Hashava ones, and sit down, Yikarim. You don't say that less than 10 people. What's Pshat? Kivin the Baila Meima, Imdu Yikarim, Amudu, Shuvu Yikarim, Shuvu, Batsma Sar Levarakara. It's not proper to call a tzibur less than 10 Yikarim. Because then what do you call a tzibur? You're calling a small amount of people, wow, you guys are great. And then what do you do for 10 people? Therefore, it's not Ayakara to call a less than a minion Yikarim. So therefore, you don't do it, you don't have a minion. So Gemara says, my birchas avelim, birchas rechava. That's the birchas rechava. And Rashi says, there was a special bracha that they said for the avelim, and the avelim said a special bracha for them. Rashi says like this, it's not the avelim. The people said a special bracha for the menachmim and the avelim. Shreyoim a bracha lemenachmim v'nei atzman, achenu ba'al agmul, yishalm lecham gmulchem, atoi bracha toshem yishalm agmul. Well, avelim v'nei atzman, avelim have a separate bracha. Achenu ba'al necham, yishinachim eschem, bracha toshem, anachim avelim. And they're not the same. So therefore, they can't be part of the minyan. The avelim can't be part of the minyan because there's a special bracha for the menachmim and a special bracha for the avelim. And we don't do this. The Torah brings down, we don't say these brachas these days. Our minhag is not to say it. Brichas v'chavah, don't mention v'yechad, brichas v'elim v'asarah, v'ein v'elim v'aminyin. V'elim not part of the minyan. You know why? Because there's a separate bracha for Menachem and a separate bracha for Avelim, so they can't be included in one minyan. Brichas chasanim v'asarah, v'chasanim v'aminyin. But sheva brachas is in a minyan, but the chasanim means the bali simcha, and the chas himself can be included in the minyan. V'eim v'zamnim, Alamazam Shame Pakas Basara. You don't do Zimbo and Navarakh Alekenu with less than 10 people. What's Pshat? Kimin the Baila Mayman Navarak Alekenu, Bats Basara Lavarakara. Since you have to say Navarak Alekenu, say Hashem's name, it's not proper to say it in less than a minion of 10. And the Mishnah ended off Vakakai is Tisha Kayin, the Tisha Vakayim, all gates, ma'am. Minalimili, what's the Makar that you need 10 people? And it doesn't have to be kahanim in order to be paid the karka. Not immediately. Almost muasara kahanim ksuvim a parasha. It says in the parasha of being paid something for hektish. It says 10 times the word kohen. 3 be'erchin. It says v'machu me'erkecha v'amiduch ne'akoyin v'herakoy se'akoyin apiyash tasigyaranoyde yarechin v'akoyin. So be'erchin is 3. By the behema that being paid, it's also not a 3. It says, "Kol behema tamei ashaloye krivu mimena karbon Hashem hemes behema lefnei akoyin veherech akoyin oisavim tevara keerch akoyin ken yiyah." So it's 3 times also by behema, and it's 4 times by akoyin. The pasuk says, "Ishki yaktish is beis akoyin Hashem aricha akoyin mein tevara kash yarach oisa akoyin ken yakum." That's 2. V'machar yevil yaktish deo vechish lo akoyin is kesef al pi Hashem manasoros achas yevil yenigra merakecha vechish lo akoyin es mechzarakecha. Ayin Shom, that's the 4th time Kayin. So altogether 10 times Kayin. So Gemara says, Chad Gufay, one teacher's in your Kayin. And the other 9 is a Miyat Achamiyat, ain't Miyat Achamiyat, all the rabbis. Vidachav Miyat Achamiyat, ve Miyat Achamiyat, all the rabbis. And it's Marba Yisraelim, Tisha Yisraelim, Chad Kayin. 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kayin. Faith to Gemara, it's not true. Because the Miyat Achamiyat is rabbis, but the next Miyat is now a Miyat. So really, the 3rd Kayin, the 5th Kayin, the 7th and the 9th are all not miutim, they're ribuy. So it should be 5 and 5. Ve'ema chamisha kana chamisha Yisraelim. Gemara says kasha. You're right. It's a good kasha. I'm in teretz. But lemaisa, the Gemara holds, Shmuel holds, it could be 9 kahanim. The Mishnah holds, it could be 9 kahanim. 9 Yisraelim and 1 kohen. Why? Because ein miut achem miut el rabbis. Aye, the second one's always a miut. It's kasha. It said in the Mishnah, Adam kiyetsa behem. Great thing, Gemara. Adam yikadosh. The same thing as being makdash Adam. You can take Adam and see makdash your friend for hektish. You can't do that. You said it like this, that what my worth, I'm giving to Hekdesh. So you have to be shot stop. They have to assess you to see how much you're worth. They assess him like an Eved. And how do you know you need 10 9 Israelim and 1 Kohen, 10 people, how do you know? The Ever Iskish Lika Kohen, it's a Hekish, Ever Tika Kohen. The Chsiv is Nechatam, Oysim Levneichem, Achreichem, Rosh Hachuz. It says in the Pasuk that when it comes to Yerusha, you always be Meirish, the Ever, together with the Karka. It sees the Hekish, Ever the Karka. And that's how you know that you need 10 people. Just like by Karka, you need 10 people. By Adam also, you need 10 people. And that's the case. Now, the Gemara said it's not possible to be Makish, or to Makdish or Eved, and Tosfos says, Akasha, the Lechayro, why can't you talk about Eved Kanani? They can Makdish or Eved Kanani. That's the Tosfos, asks. So Tosfos' answer is that if it was Eved Kanani, it's enough for three, and you don't need 10, like that's what Yishami says, because if you do 10 people, they might run away. You don't want them to run away, therefore you don't do 10 people, you don't do 3 people. That's why I couldn't be talking about Eved Kanani. I have to talk about a case, someone said, Demei Alai, my worth, my value, should go to Hekdesh.